Sonoma County is known and loved for its beautiful and varied landscapes. But as much as Glenn Melosh appreciates them, his greater interest usually lies beneath those vistas. A geothermal geologist, now mostly retired, he'll be leading a three-day series of hikes over the coming weekend to explore the county's equally varied mineral history, which includes some complex plate tectonic intersections.
We're right at the interaction between a lot of different large-scale geologic influences. It's not just two plates that have been interacting. There's a third plate, and that brings a wide range of rocks brought in from different areas and mixed up together and overlaid. So it ends up being a dynamic story, a story with a lot of phases. So it allows us to look across the county and see different types of environments in a place where they've all been squished up together.
From the scattered small hot springs that dot the North Bay to the extensive steam fields of the geysers, where Melosh worked for many years, this region offers abundant examples of geothermal activity. Less conspicuous, but related and equally significant to our geologic past, is some considerable volcanic activity.
At the geysers, there's probably still magma at depth. But even down in Sonoma County, there's a lot of volcanic rocks up on the flanks of St. Helena. It really tells a very interesting story about how there have been some very large-scale major eruptions here. When, you know, there was a little volcano and it was erupting and then it blows up and then all hell breaks loose. So that's part of this really dynamic history we have in this county.
One of the most unusual and least seen rock formations in the county is a large field of serpentinite known as the Cedars in a rugged, hard-to-access area north of Casadero. Melosh won't be taking hikers there, but he will offer a look at a smaller, similar, and easier-to-access site west of Grayton.
You get to see one of these big pieces of rock that have been brought in by this plate motion. So you can see the vegetative community and you can see some of the rock types that are there. They record a story about where they've been.
Then there are the geologic phenomena that we all worry about from time to time. Earthquakes.
We see remnants of that seismic activity in the rocks. One of the intentions of this transect is to be able to take people from what's happening now back over the last 150 million years. That allows you to see the seismic activity is not just now. It's been going on for a long time, and it's brought a lot of things together.
Transect is Melosh's term for the sequence of exploratory walks he'll be leading, working from the Sonoma coast to the region's highest mountain.
I want to go across the county so we see different aspects of the geology. And at the same time, we're going to be visiting land trust properties that have been preserved. So we picked these spots. One of them's on the coast, so we can see on both sides of the San Andreas Fault. And then we'll spend some time in West County. On the second day, we'll look at this big block of serpentinite. Then there's some much younger rocks that are all in this mix in the Franciscan. Then the last day, we're going to go up to the slopes of Mount St. Helena and see some of the volcanics and then talk about how all this fits together.
This event, which begins with an opening talk on Thursday evening, is being offered as a benefit for the Sonoma Land Trust. It's already full with a growing waiting list that virtually ensures it will be offered again in the coming months. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.